Radio, where it's all about the music.
Hold on, it's coming. Ivory Towers Radio is coming. It's where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Welcome, Jeff. Welcome. We promised last time a tribute, a memorial, right off the bat to Isaac Hayes. That music, Hold On, I'm Coming, written and produced by Isaac Hayes, performed by the legendary Sam and Dave from Stax Records.
Rick, that song had just about everything a great soul song of that era would have. It had terrific lyrics, it had a terrific beat, it had terrific harmony, and it had, of course, the Memphis horns. The other thing to note about that is the fella playing keyboards on that song, Rick, that would be Booker T.
The legendary Booker T. We love Booker T, and I don't know if we've got any Booker T in the queue this week for playing, but this summer we have added a few Booker T beds to our show, so we love Booker T. I'll make a note here that Stax Records is a favorite here in D.C. for various reasons, and you may be familiar with the author George Pelicanos, who writes crime novels about D.C., who has declared there is no other music other than Stax, if you want to talk about soul. He doesn't regard Motown as part of soul. Just a note to you. And obviously, Pelicanos, a big Isaac Hayes fan.
Well, I don't want to get, it's way too early in the show for a musicology lesson, Rick, because we've got an hour and a half of some really terrific tunes to go. But I will say this, it's not that Stax is better or Motown is worse, or the other sounds that came out of Memphis at that time are better or worse. They're all just different. And in that difference, we can have a very, very, very good time.
Well, we wanted to lift our hat in a special way to Isaac Hayes. Some folks would say play more Isaac Hayes, but what folks really don't realize is Isaac Hayes had as much or more influence behind the scenes rather than as an artist in front of the scenes singing than he may have had otherwise. As a producer, as an arranger, as a writer, he had so much influence at Stax and elsewhere that I thought it was very appropriate for us to play a song that you don't automatically know right away that that's an Isaac Hayes song, just to show his influence to folks who are not familiar with his catalog of hits.
No, if all we know Isaac Hayes from is soundtrack from Shaft or to some of his later funk or disco stuff, you'll be very surprised to find out just how long and how successful a career he had before he even got started with doing Shaft.
Well, that's our tip of the hat to the late Isaac Hayes, but there's more. There's more where that came from.
Thank you. there to love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Don't you know she's all right? I don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah.
Got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new. Our romance is through. Yes, it is. Gonna throw your picture away.
Hey, hey!
You didn't want my love any old way. You found somebody new. And our romance is through. Yes, it is. Some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love, honey, that'll never last. But we had a love that was in between.
Hey, hey!
And to me it was like a dream. And we had to stay together till June. Not a problem, wound up a gloom. That's why I got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and all romance is through. Listen to me. Got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. Got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time.
Solomon Burke, Got to Get You Off My Mind on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And in this case, it's all about soul. Three songs, classic soul tunes. We started out with Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour from 1965. And in the middle, Ray Charles. Perhaps the very first R&B soul song, Ray Charles' I Got a Woman from 1954. And Rick, these songs have several things in common, one of which is they were a certain style of soul developed at Atlantic Records, which was an East Coast label as opposed to a Southern label or a Midwestern label like Stax or Motown. That's number one. Number two, the use of the horns, which was a little bit different than the way everybody else did it. And the third thing was, I guess you'd call that a walking beat. Would that be about right?
That's correct.
And those were symbols of Atlantic sound, and the Atlantic sound was pretty much, you just have a fellow from Manhattan named Jerry Wexler, who died last week, in fact, shortly after Isaac Hayes died. And so we wanted to play those three songs in honor of Jerry Wexler, who was a producer, a music guy at Atlantic, and worked with Aretha Franklin and pretty much everybody at Atlantic who was anybody, and helped develop yet another sound of soul.
Again, someone who is past, who we're giving tribute to this week, that was not someone in front of the microphone, but someone behind the scenes who did a lot to shape the sound. And you mentioned Aretha Franklin, and Aretha's sound would not be what it was, at least early in the 1960s, without Jerry Wexler. And if you want an introduction to Atlantic label soul, just check out some early Aretha Franklin. We played some Aretha Franklin last week. That is the best way to get into that Atlantic label sound. And so two folks passing, and we thought it was appropriate to give them their dues here on the Underground Podcast, where we don't often get into soul, at least in a deep way like we have this week. We have our soul sessions, but this is probably about as deep into soul as we've been.
Well, the interesting thing about soul is that it doesn't lend itself to musicology lessons, I don't think, quite the way that everything else does. It's really kind of off, and this is not to denigrate the music at all, but it's really kind of off to the side there. There's R&B, and then maybe as a branch of R&B, and so for what we do here, it doesn't quite lend itself. But having said that, and Rick Charles said this himself, he said Jerry Wexler was the guy who really gave me my first big break, because Wexler said, Ray, be Ray Charles. Don't be anybody else. And that, to me, if you're going to be a great in anything, you're going to be a great writer, you're going to be a great musician, you're going to be a great producer, you've got to let the people you're working with do what they do best, and don't try to pigeonhole them.
Indeed. Well, we're not done with our soulful sounds, at least not yet.
Oh, the city, my mama, she said, don't come back home. These kids from killing each other, they lost their minds, they go. They quit in school making babies and can barely reach. I'm going off to the war, Lord have mercy on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, your cousins is round here selling dope. While their daddy's your uncle is walking around strung out. Thank you.
might know how to play with fire. But did you know of the murder committed? I did not care. And there was a time when the facts didn't stare. There is a dream, and it's held by many. Well, I'm sure you had to see its open arms.
Music of In Excess on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That big hit, Original Sin for them, and who says the Aussies weren't listening to soul music? I'm sure that the folks in Excess listened to a little bit of that before they wrote Original Sin. Started off with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, 100 Days, 100 Nights, title track from their 2007 release, and in the middle, new music just about 2 or 3 weeks old from a new EP from Janelle Monae, Sincerely Jane, and that is By Request. Jeff, you mentioned hard to do a musicology lesson when we talk about soul, but if you listen to that Janelle Monae, if you listen to Sharon Jones, I would dare say you hear quite a bit of the American composer George Gershwin in their work, and I would love to hear Sharon Jones sometimes sing Summertime.
You know, that's a very interesting point, and I had not noticed it at all until you mentioned it, and then all of a sudden, I'm hearing that 100 Days and 100 Nights, and you're right, and I'm thinking of Porgy and Bess. That's pretty impressive, Rick. You should do this for a living.
Well, we have our podcast, our weekly podcast where we do it, but you and I both know, you put us on XM, you put us on Sirius, you put us on any major radio station, and We'll hold our own against anybody they put up against us.
Speaking of which, we did play a request in that set. We will play lots of requests. All you have to do is send us an email. And our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ, radio@att.net. One more time.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
On Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, can you really believe that song is from 1976?
Hard to believe, but I remember playing it on the radio.
I remember jumping up and down to it.
I remember playing it when it was only a few weeks old.
That's off Graham Parker's second album called Heat Treatment, first album, Howlin' Wind. Graham Parker, another one of those wonderful new wave guys who got into a little trouble with his record label, the infamous Mercury, and never became quite as big as he deserved to be.
And we have played his tribute to Mercury Records in the past, but Graham Parker should have been bigger than what he ended up being, and he's still recording, and we've played some of his newer stuff here on the Underground Podcast. I have to send my apologies your way, though. Jeff, I'm a bit of a hyperkinetic engineer this week, and you wanted to give the email address one more time, and I cut you off. And I couldn't hold back from getting to the heat treatment. I just really needed to hear that song.
Well, I mumble sometimes, and I wanted to make sure that if anybody did have a request or wanted to ask about Marlo or just had a question in general, that they would know that it would be Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, at ACT.net.
And for those who are not regular listeners, Marlo is the official dog of Ivory Towers Radio, and we haven't heard Marlo barking on the podcast in the past couple of weeks. I kind of miss him. He had a yelp here a couple of weeks back, but even that was a bit subdued. And so we send our best to Dallas and to Marlo, who often is curled up at Jeff's feet while he does the show. This is really hometown radio and really living room radio, if you boil it right down.
What Marlo really wants is his own underground podcast, and he's pouting. That's the reason we haven't heard from him.
Well, you know, I have a set all prepared for Marlo, and when it's the appropriate time, we will let him have a piece of the show. And maybe if he's nice, he'll bring his compatriot Rosie, Jeff's other dog, around for that set, and we'll have our dog set. But he's been a bit quiet these days, and that's all right. That's all right. But I would have thought that the Graham Parker and the heat treatment would have had him up dancing with you, Jeff.
Yes, one would have thought that. But as I said, he's been in a foul mood, even for him, the last 6 or 8 weeks. And other than giving me very dirty looks, doesn't really want a whole lot to do with the podcast. But perhaps if someone sends him an email, Rick, we'll get his interest back.
Well, for those of you who think we've been playing too much older music this week, newer music coming right up after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
records.
Then in a bright-eyed way, I rinsed out the soap in my eyes and wrote a song that I'm about to sing. 'Cause it's about a girl that I hardly even know. So this is not another love song, just a list of things that I should know. And everyone should know that you gotta take it kinda slowly. You gotta hurry up and make you move. You gotta tell her that she's pretty. You gotta be the perfect gentleman. You shake her wall, you gotta make it pay. Yeah, you gotta show her that she's the balance beam. And I keep falling all around her fairy tale. There's a heart nearby to cast that shade. Stay cool, but I'm giddy like a schoolboy. You gotta handle with care, this is not a toy. Then gradually we touch, although our clothes were wet, we sat and smiled. I never thought I'd smile so much. The first kiss always says the most alive. You gotta take it kinda slowly. Two. You gotta hurry up and make your move. Three. You gotta tell her that she's pretty. Four. You gotta be the perfect gentleman. You shake the wall, you gotta make it bang. Yeah.
the balance beam, and I keep falling all around her fairy tale. Beam and I keep falling all around her fairy tale.
Blue October, Balance Beam on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast, a set of fairly new music. Blue October, a Houston band, that's from 2000, their very first record called Consent to Treatment. We started out with Muse, that would be M-U-S-E, Super Massive Black Hole. And it's a good thing I'm not having trouble talking today, because I'd normally have trouble with that. It's from 2006, and in the middle, a Tulsa band called Molly's Yes Promises. And Rick, I really like that Blue October song for a couple of reasons, one of which is I'm a sucker for all songs in which young men sing about how difficult it is to get young women.
As we know, and I guess there's a list there of all the things that you need to do. Although I'm not sure that that is a surefire panacea list.
No, but it does bring back memories that I would just as soon not remember. So I do sympathize with the band.
We do, but we know that all bands have an edge on those of us who are not in bands, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you're right. That's a path that we do not need to trod today.
No, we that is well-trod ground, and we have been down that path before, so we just took a little turn, and we'll go back to the music, because it is the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, where it is all about the music. Those three groups, newer bands, interesting bands, we like to unearth those for folks who may be much more interested in hearing, shall we say, the classics or the standards.
And the other interesting thing is you have two, for lack of a better term, Southwestern bands, and then Muse is from Devon. So I guess rock and roll still remains truly universal.
Well, Muse is one of those bands that, as they say, is a comer. And I'm anxiously awaiting something new from them. Something new is promised either later this year or early in 2009. So I'm waiting for that.
Excuse me. And do we have more music coming up right after this?
We do.
Here we are. I in the Ivory Tower. Inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes. Here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Thank you. whispering song like a nice new home needs a mean straight dog.
Radio, where it's all about the music.
Set of absolutely all new music on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. That last one from the Subways, Shake, Shake, from their latest. Taking it back before that, The Kills with Alphabet Pony, and we started off with Juliana Hatfield, Now I'm Gone. Absolutely new music, just 2 days old. And Jeff, you are a wonderment. You picked that song from an album that's only 2 days old, and that is absolutely the best cut on that album, because I have gone through that album quite a bit in the past 48 hours, and I will tell you, it's a good album, and that is a great new song.
Well, thank you, Rick. I've always enjoyed Juliana Hatfield, who is another one of those musicians who seems to be the flavor of the moment for the wrong reason. And then when she's not the flavor of the moment before, again, everyone forgets about why they enjoyed her in the first place. So it's really good to see a new album and to see it with some pretty good songs on it.
Well, she's got a new book coming out in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and she's going to be on the Leno show next week. So maybe this is her big comeback.
It will be interesting to see, and if it is, we'll play some more Juliana Hatfield here on the Underground Podcast.
But
Rick, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Can I mention here your very fine review of her new album on the Ivory Towers blog?
Well, since we're tipping our hats, I thank you for that. Hat tip my way. And yes, the Ivory Towers blog is where you can read more about music. If you don't get enough musicology here on the Ivory Towers podcast, you can get it on the blog. But we do more than just write about music. Jeff has a great political piece this week that gives you some needed analysis on the Russian-Georgian conflict. Also, we have some sports writing, some films. Everything you need is there on the blog. If you like reading blogs, then please read the Ivory Towers blog, and you can find us at a new URL. That's www.ivorytowers.com. That's a completely new URL, so one more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, ivorytowers.com. Well, Jeff, before this, we were hearing from the Subways, another band that I tend to like. They're a very energetic band, and they were doing a lot of shaking, so I thought maybe we should say that it's not just the new bands that know how to shake.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Recorded at the very end of 1974, that's Mountain. Leslie West and Mountain doing a whole lot of shaking. Whole lot of shaking going on, of course, covering the classic Jerry Lee Lewis number.
Rick, can I make my bad joke that I've been waiting all show to make?
It's your time.
When Leslie West has a whole lot of shaking going on, he has a whole lot of shaking going on.
For those who are familiar with Mountain, they'll get your joke. And for those who are not, look up a picture of Leslie West and you'll see. I'm since you had your bad joke, my bad joke before the show was, I hope our listeners in California are still dry after that song, because it's about ready to shake them off the map.
He's a big fella.
He is. He's loud and proud and still recording. As you know, we've played some Mountain here in the past.
In fact, I am not ashamed to admit I own a Mountain record or two, I think.
And see, I always thought that Lynn was the Mountain fan.
Well, it's a long, involved story.
Well, I know I have broken a taboo here unintentionally, so my apologies to those folks in Dallas, but maybe one of these days we'll cue up Nantucket Sleigh Ride, and that will make it all better.
That'll make it a whole lot better. And now, is it time for my favorite part of the show?
Not only is it time for your favorite part of the show, but last week we talked about something that was right around the corner. Well, I managed to find a little bit of a surprise. So the Jack of Metal, still on his game.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
This one is entitled Cyanide.
Life after life.
us? All right.
Recorded live in Dallas, Texas at Ozfest. That's Metallica with Cyanide. That's new music, absolutely new music, recorded about 10 days ago from the forthcoming Metallica album, Death Magnetic, which will be released sometime in September, late September. So we promised that we would get to Metallica, and Jeff, I know you probably already have your bags packed to get to France now, because you said when we would play that, you would probably want to be in France while it was on. But there it is, something that happened right in your backyard, and we managed to pick up that one cut that is just a little bit of a preview of what's coming.
And to think I missed Ozfest. What was I thinking?
I know you're beside yourself.
Well, I will say one thing, though. That as I say many times, and I will say once again, you are the Emperor of Metal to be able to find that.
Well, if you look on the net, and actually not all that hard, you can actually find that. But because it's relatively new, and I picked it up not too long after the last show. But the interesting thing about the internet these days, there are metal bands that are posting their own stuff on YouTube and other places and saying it's Metallica, and as if people will listen, and then maybe they'll get some contract or something. But it's very interesting, the amount of interest right now in that new Metallica release. And you'll be interested to hear this from me. But when I first heard that, I wasn't really sure I liked it very much. As a metalhead and a Metallica fan, it just didn't have all the crunch that I'm used to with the band, and there's some other things with the vocals and other things that it really didn't hit me the right way. And I wonder how this new one is going to be received, because inside, as we've discussed several times before, the Church of Metal, Metallica is actually a very controversial band, and some people just don't think they have it anymore. I'm one of those people that still tends to be a Metallica fan, but I get worried about them. And we know from the folks who take the podcast that Metallica is one of the absolutely favorite bands of those who listen to our podcast. So a little bit of a treat for the Metallica fans.
Now, tell me the truth, Rick. Were you bouncing up and down there in the studio while you were listening to that song?
I was. It's growing on me. But typical metalhead, I'm going to listen to it a lot, and then I'm going to love it at some point. But I'm not there yet.
Well, just keep turning up the volume, and by the time you get to 12 or 13, I'm sure you'll be all over it.
Well, as we tell all of our listeners every week, turn it up to 11, no skipping. And that means we're here at the end, my friend.
Another fine show, if I may say so.
It was. I had a lot of fun, and we hope the listeners did too. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, the town of Ozfest, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., the town of punk. Please join us again next time.